We can do better.
In a live appearance on Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg admitted Russians found it easy to place election-related ads on the social network without being discovered.
Most ads are bought programmatically through our apps and website without an advertiser ever speaking to someone at Facebook.
Facebook has also admitted that its internal investigation found more than 3,000 election-related ads costing more than $100,000 paid for by a Russian company with links to the Kremlin. Facebook said the vast majority of ads didn't specifically reference the U.S. presidential election or a particular candidate, but appeared to focus on amplifying divisive social and political messages. The ads have not been made public, but will now be turned over to congressional investigators. For months, however, Facebook denied there was any evidence that Russians had paid for election-related advertising. Senator Mark Warner is vice chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee.
I feel like Facebook finally has been responsive, but the proof will be in the extent of the materials they give us next week, and then will they continue to work with us to identify other sites that may have originated in Russia? They've identified one Russian troll farm.
The identity of ad buyers should not have been a mystery to Facebook, says internet security expert Hemu Nagam.
They would know that those IP addresses are coming from, in this case, an enemy nation state that often people call Russia.
Zuckerberg promised today to make it easier for users to identify who is paying for political advertising on Facebook.
And we can't prevent all governments from all interference, but we can make it harder.
The issues raised in the ads and the fact that they were targeted at specific parts of the country has raised suspicion the Russians may have had some help from inside the United States.